The Spoken Word.
This is the fascinating story of Danso, the Planet Man, troubleshooter for the League of Planets organization, the law enforcement body for peace and justice in the celestial world, whose headquarters and center of operations are situated on the capital of all the planets, Planaria Rex.
Greetings, Planet Man fans, affectionately known as Space Cadets. I'm back with three of the last seven episodes of this heart-pounding, over-the-top sci-fi series from Palladium Productions, syndicated in the mid-1950s. There are 78 tracks total, and what you will hear on this track are episodes 72, 73, and 74, edited together into one file. The remaining four episodes will be forthcoming soon. Okay, here's the brief synopsis of the three episodes on this track. Episode 72, entitled, Will Robot T-21 Help Dantro? T-21 just might help Dantro in the coming battle against the robots. Episode 73, Stats is looking for Dantro. Where is Dantro? Slats starts a search for Dantro. He seems to be in danger. Is that Slats, or Dantro, or both? Episode 74, 74 days before the overthrow. Plans for the overthrow of the robots continue. And that is the lineup on this track. So, Space Cadets, enough with the talk. Let's travel to outer space and listen in to the adventures of the Planet Man here on Heirloom Radio, a different kind of oldies program. And for goodness sake, don't forget to lock and load those ray guns. You're gonna need them. And remember, gang, level off, level off, level off, level off, level off. And be looking for the conclusion of the series with four more episodes, which will be posted very soon. But for now...
The Planet Man!
This is the fascinating story of Dantro, the Planet Man, troubleshooter for the League of Planets organization, the law enforcement body for peace and justice in the celestial world, whose headquarters and center of operations are situated on the capital of all the planets, Planaria Rex. From Mercury to Pluto, wherever danger threatens the universe, you will find Dantro, the Planet Man, fighting for fair play. In a moment, the Planet Man.
We interrupt this program to annoy you and make things generally irritating.
As you recall, Dantro the Planet Man and Slats, captives on the robot planet, have just been contacted by a messenger from T-21, a master robot who tells them he is their friend and wants them to help him overthrow the other robots who have captured them and who rule the planet. Dantro has just agreed to cooperate.
What do you want us to do, T-21?
For the moment, nothing. Do as you have been doing. Pretend to go along with the plan to conquer the galaxy. When I am ready, I will contact you again.
What does he know about our cooperating or pretending to? I don't like this.
My friend would like to know how it is you know so much about us and our plans, T-21.
That is a fair question. But I am afraid I cannot take the time to explain it now. You must trust me. I had better withdraw my messenger before the attendant outside your door gets suspicious.
Hey, look at that borer. It's going right back into the hole it came out of.
Yes, and sealing up the opening behind it. You know, Slats, if only these machines were helping us instead of trying to overthrow our society.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of helping, do you really trust this T-21?
Don't you? I thought you had a hunch that the first message he sent us was on the level.
Well, I don't know what to think. I guess it's just that I can't get used to machines talking and acting like people. The thing that really threw me was seeing those tremendous construction jobs doing their work without a human hand controlling them.
Well, you seem to forget Barrel. He was robot too, and yet he died to save us and the rest of the Mardi fleet.
Yeah, that's true.
Then why should it be so hard to believe that T21 is telling the truth?
Yeah, you're right, as usual. Besides, like you say, we haven't much choice. Oh, who's there?
Mira. May I come in?
Better not mention T21, Slats.
Oh, I think we can trust her, but you're the boss. Here, come on in, Mira.
Did the messenger you were hoping for show up?
Not quite.
Oh, I told you it was useless to hope. There are no living beings on this planet besides you and Slat, me and my father.
I agree with you.
Yeah, so do I.
Well, what are you going to do now?
Well, the moment will go along as we planned, cooperating with the robots until the time is ready to act.
You still think you have a chance? You will only hurt yourselves. No one can defeat them.
Don't upset yourself, Mira. It's late. Why don't you get some rest? I think we could all do with some.
Sure, you're all upset. Things look better in the morning.
Look better in the morning. They'll never look better. I am tired, though. Good night.
Good night, Mira.
Good night. Too bad about her. She's a nice kid. She certainly had a tough break, just her and her father and losing her brother and all.
Say, what's happened to Clark? We haven't seen him in days.
Well, he's probably afraid. Mira must have told him we were up to something, and he's worried that the robots will think he's in on it. I'll bet that's it.
You might be right. Well, let's turn in. I wasn't fooling when I told Mira I was tired.
Yeah, it's a good idea. Hey, tell me honestly, even if this T21 is on the square, do you think there's any chance of our blocking these machines?
Who knows, Slats? But it's the way you said. We haven't any choice.
You two are going to have to work faster, or I will report you to the Orientor.
Listen, you act as though we were robots just like you are. We're living beings, and we just can't go through this without...
I will listen to no more excuses.
Oh.
You have 2 days to give us a complete analysis of the ship. Now get to work. You, Planet Man, will work with the machines assigned to reconstructing a plan of the space drive. And you, Slats, the weapons control system. If I have the slightest reason to reprimand you, I will report the matter to the Orientor. And you know what that means?
Yeah, we know. We'll be reconditioned.
Exactly. Now, to your work. Planet Man, I sent for you because a message has come through that you are to report to the Orientor at once.
Why? Has something gone wrong? I'm working as quickly as I can, but
it is not your place to question orders. This attendant robot will escort you. Now, go at once. A transport is waiting.
As you say.
Hey, Dentro, where are you going?
I've been ordered to report back to the Orienter. You stay here.
Okay, but don't let him pull anything on you.
Dantro seems quite upset at this summons from 012. What will this mean? Will Slats be able to contain himself during Dantro's absence? We'll be back in a moment, so level up. Dantro has just left Slats with ZR-5 in the laboratory as he was summoned to appear immediately before the Orienter 012. We find Dantro aboard the robot transporter en route.
I wonder if you can understand what I say. Attendant. Attendant, look at me. I'll bet you relay every word that's said in front of you. Hey, look at that jam up ahead. You tell him about that. Hey, wait, what's this heading for us? Look out! Pull over, look out!
I am T21. You received my message last night.
You are the robot who sent the borer to our quarters.
That is correct. I had to have you here in person, So I arranged to have a false message sent to ZR-5. Then, when the transporter was on its way to take you to the Orientor, one of my robots crashed into it. Another brought you here.
What's this all about?
I am almost ready to strike, but I need your help. So I had you brought where we could talk face to face. Or does it seem strange to think of a mass of dials and electronics as having a face?
But won't they miss me? Won't they learn what's happened?
Yes, they probably know already, but it will do them no good. They will never find you here. Have no fear.
You don't understand. I'm not afraid for myself. What about the man who is with me, Slats? When he finds I'm missing, there's no telling what he'll do. You've got to get word to him somehow.
But trying to contact him at this time can endanger my whole plan.
I insist that you try. If you want my help, you must somehow get word to Slats.
Listen, I tell you, that's the way this weapons control circuit works. If you don't believe me, I can't help it.
You are to report to ZR-5 at once.
What? A few minutes ago, he was complaining because I didn't work fast enough. Now I hardly get started on this weapons control. Okay, don't push me. I'm going. You sent for me?
If I had not, you would not be here. Listen to me and think before you answer. You may not get a second chance.
What is this all about?
Where is your companion? The one that calls himself the Planet Man.
Are you kidding? You know as well as I do where he is. You sent him back to the Orientor.
He is not back at the Orientor. He never reached there.
Now, wait a minute. Who are you trying to kid?
I will ask the questions. Who sent that message?
What message? What are you talking about?
The message ordering me to send Planet Man back to the Orientor.
You know who sent the message. You told us about it. Must have come from the Orientor.
The Orientor never sent such a message. It was a forgery. Planet Man disappeared on the way in an accident that was no accident at all, but a carefully planned move.
Now, wait a minute.
We shall find out quickly enough what you know about this.
What are you going to do?
Send you to the reconditioners. They will pluck whatever knowledge you have out of your brain.
You're not sending me to any reconditioners.
You have no choice in the matter. Take him off.
You'll have to catch me first.
Come back here.
I've listened long enough. I'm going to find Dentro.
Very well. After him. And if he resists you, destroy him.
Any word about Slats? Have you been able to get to him?
We have a message that he has escaped. We are trying to find him. Now about my plan. Planet Man, with your help, we can succeed. You see, I have been planning this for many years. Little by little, I have built up and hidden a robot army. I have constructed factories, planes, even robot infantrymen.
But why haven't you struck before now?
I've needed a general. And you must be that general.
Slat's eccentric act seems to have really put him in hot water this time. Can he outwit the robots? Will T-21 spy robots be able to save him? We'll be back in a moment, but first, here is a message the Planet Man wants you to hear.
My mom always said, life was like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
Tune in again for more transcribed thrills and adventures. Rocket millions of light years into space with Dantro, the Planet Man. Dantro, the Planet Man, has joined forces with T-21, a master robot who wants to overthrow the other robots that captured Dantro and Slack. By a trick, T-21 has brought Dantro to his headquarters. Slack knows only that Dantro is missing and escaped from the space laboratory to search for him. Slats is wandering through the city, in danger of being caught or destroyed any second by the giant machine.
I think this is the route back to the Orienter. Dantro must have been grabbed along here somewhere. If I can find out where the accident happened that ZR-5 mentioned, I may be able to trace him from there. What's that noise? Great blazing meteors, a fleet of robot tanks, and they're headed this way.
I've got to get to cover. This street is like a canyon. Just blank walls all around. They're gaining on me. I got to get off the street. I'm like a sitting duck if I don't. No good. Looks like I'm done for. Well, I hope Dantro's all right.
Pat! This way, quickly!
Mira, where'd you come from?
Don't ask any questions. There isn't time. This way, quickly.
Yeah.
Get down, Pat! Get down!
Oh, I was never so glad to see anybody in all my life.
Oh, it's a good thing for you I got here when I did.
You're telling me. Say, how'd you happen to get here just at the right time?
Well, I overheard a message from ZR5 to the Oriander. And I guess that either you or the Planet Man was in trouble.
What kind of a message? What did it say? Maybe it's a clue to where Dantro is.
It was word to blanket the city and find someone. I just guessed that it was one of you, and I took a chance and came this way.
Lucky you guessed right. You didn't see Dantro, did you?
No. Suppose you tell me what this is all about. I think I have a right to know.
I do too, Mira. I promised Dantro to keep quiet, but if he were here and he knew you saved my life, I'm sure he'd tell you himself. Now, you remember that message we were waiting for last...
If we don't get word of Platt soon, I'm going to go looking for him myself.
You must not. If there is any sign of him, if he is still alive, my robots will find him. If they cannot, you never would.
But he's my friend. He got into this trying to help me.
Then, for his sake, you must not make his sacrifice to go in vain. If you go out in the city among the robots, you will not survive. Your place is with me if you hope to save the galaxy.
But why can't one of your robots lead your armies?
My forces are badly outnumbered. I have only two advantages. Surprise and maneuverability.
What's that got to do with me?
You underestimate your value. No matter how perfect a mechanical brain is, it has not the immediate adaptability to changes that a living organism has. You can change plans immediately if the need occurs. Make decisions in the heat of battle.
And that's enough of an advantage to win?
That and the fact that the other robots do not suspect anything.
Why should you be doing all this? I'm still not sure I understand.
I was one of the first electronic brains built by the race that once ruled this planet. In my system of control is incorporated a command to help all living races. I could not disobey that command if I wanted.
Then why didn't you act when the other robots first rebelled?
Because early in the conflict between the robots and their masters, my power source was severed. It is only recently that one of the few living survivors managed to repair that damage. Unfortunately, he was caught soon afterward and destroyed.
Well, it must have been Mira's brother. She said he had tried to work against the ruling robots. Too bad he didn't live to know he'd succeeded. Where are we going?
There is an old water main. It has not been used for centuries. The robots never come down here.
How'd you find out about it?
My brother managed to tell me some things before he was destroyed.
You didn't answer my question about where we're going.
What's the difference as long as we are safe from the robots?
Look, I've got to find Dantro. I told you that before.
You don't even know if he's alive.
Until I know that he isn't, I'm going to look for him. Where does this tunnel lead to?
Won't you ever learn? Did I risk my life for nothing? Why do you persist in this insane plan to fight the robots?
I'm not going to argue with you about that. I'm grateful to you for saving my life. I told you that already. You don't have to stay with me. You go on back to your quarters and pretend you never heard of me. I'll go on alone.
It's too late. I can never go back.
Are you serious?
Yes, I'm serious. The robots know by now who helped you escape their tanks. I cannot go back. And I dare not think what will happen to my father, but it is only a question of time before they find us. And then we shall join my brother.
Mira has seen fit to help Slats and Dantro, even at the risk of her father's life. Will her efforts be in vain? We'll be back in a moment. So, level off.
Thank you.
When we left Danto, he was talking with his new ally, T21, about the plan to take over the robot planet. In the meantime, Slats, having escaped from the space laboratory and being joined and guided by Mira, is trying to make contact with Danto. We find Slats and Mira as they journey carefully through the tunnels of the robot world.
Now look, Mira, wait a minute. You're not coming along. You've done enough for me. You stay here where it's safe.
And how would you find your way about the city? You don't even know which way to turn. Without me to guide you, you wouldn't get a mile before they'd catch you.
Look, what's with you? One minute you're bawling me out for wanting to buck these crazy machines. Now you're practically electing yourself leader of the expedition.
It's just that I cannot stand by and see you throw your life away.
Why? Stay here where it's safe. You said yourself
I'm doing it in the memory of my brother. It is what he would have done if you were alive to do it.
Well, if you're sure you
yes,
want...
Yes, I am sure. Now, let us keep searching for your friend. I have an idea where he may be, if that robot that sent you the message is what I think he is.
No word about Slats yet?
No, but there is another person missing. And if they are together, it may explain how Slats has managed to evade the others this long.
Another person missing? It could only be Clara or Mira, but I doubt if either of them would help Slats. They wanted nothing to do with any plan to resist the ruling robot.
Be that as it may, the alarm has been sent out for the one they call Mira.
Perhaps they're together.
That is what I believe. She may know of hiding places your friend could not know about, especially if it was her brother who repaired me. But we are doing all we can to find them. It is time we planned our campaign.
What armament have you?
All the available weapons. Heat projectors, blasters, sonic disruptors.
And the atomics?
Of course. All our power is atomic.
I don't mean power. I mean atomic weapons, bombs, mines, guided missiles.
We have never used atomic energy as a weapon. It had not occurred to me that it could be so used.
I can understand that. It was probably one of the few precautions the race that made all these machines took. But it can be used as a weapon, and one that could destroy this entire city.
And us with it.
If it becomes necessary, I will do even that, to keep these robots from striking at the rest of the galaxy. However, there are many things we can do short of that. How long would it take for you to make some new weapons if I showed you the design?
If they were not too complicated, a day or two. I can convert several factories to that purpose. The other robots think they are devoted to alloy research.
Let's get to work. And meanwhile, keep every available robot on the lookout for Slat. He'll be a big help in this if we can only get him here.
The end of the tunnel is just ahead. Beyond it, there's a stretch of about 100 yards that we must cross.
What's out there?
It is a plant manufacturing special-purpose robots.
What's the purpose?
I believe they are jet-propelled ships to be used in the planned conquest of the galaxy.
You mean there's a factory making ships right at the end of this tunnel?
Why does that excite you so?
Don't you see? That's our big chance.
I'm sorry, Flash. I don't understand.
Well, if we can swipe one of these jets and get it into the air, we can overlook the whole city. If Danto's anywhere above ground, we may see some sign of it. I can signal him from the air.
There's only trouble with your plan, even if it would work.
All right, let's have it.
The planes are robots. Just like everything else on the planet, they fly themselves. In order to take over the control, you would have to destroy the robot brain each is built with.
So I'll destroy it.
Oh, you are a stubborn fool. Where are you going?
Into the factory. You stay here.
Do you think I could let you wander off alone and kill yourself? Here, let me go first. I know the way.
Slats and Mira seem to have taken on a very risky assignment for themselves. Can they take over one of the ships? We'll be back in a moment, but first, here is a message the Planet Man wants you to hear.
I'm French! Why do you think I have this outrageous accent, you silly king?
Tune in again for more transcribed thrills and adventures. Rocket millions of light years into space with Dantro, the Planet Man. Danto, the Planet Man, and Slats, captives of a robot-ruled planet, have escaped from their captors. Danto is contacted by T21, a robot who is planning revolt. Slats is with Mira, about to attempt to steal a robot jet from one of the great mechanized factories.
How far from the plant are we?
It's about 200 yards ahead, around that bend in the tunnel.
Do you think we can get away with it?
Well, why ask me? It's your idea.
The them.
I told you I thought we had to stay here where we're safe.
How can you think of safety when Dantro may be out in the city somewhere, maybe in a worse spot than we are? The sooner we get that jet in the air, the quicker I'll be able to look around for him. We wouldn't have a chance on the ground.
All right, but remember what I told you. If we make it to one of the completed jets, our trouble only begins. They're set to explode if their robot controls are tampered with.
Let's worry about that bridge when we come to it. Lead the way.
Any word about Flats or Mira, T21?
They're together.
Have you any idea where they are?
They're in a specific sector of the city. But I have all the robots under my control on the lookout for them. Sooner or later, I'll get word. Meanwhile, we at least know they're alive. Now we had better keep working on our plan.
How long do we have?
A few days at the most.
A few days to plan the overthrow of a whole civilization?
Not the whole civilization. We must destroy the T-robots that control the others.
How many are there?
13.
Only 13? But then do you need an army and an air force to destroy 13 robots? Wouldn't it be better to try to penetrate their defenses by undercover moves?
It cannot be done that way. The master robots that run this planet are guarded night and day by devices that cannot be fooled. They must be destroyed. And to reach them, the guards must be eliminated.
I guess you know best. But why so little time?
For years, I have been planning this. Little by little, I have expanded my control, built my forces. Today, I took the final step. And within 24 to 48 hours, my forces will be too big to conceal any longer. Before that happens, we must strike. The master robot must not be forewarned.
What you tell me, surprise is vital, all right. What's all that chattering about?
It's my contact checking in.
Tell me now, T21, how do I fit into all of this?
As I told you before, you must be the combat leader. Your brain can make the split-second decisions no robot is capable of.
Yes, but some of them may be wrong. A robot would take longer, but be more accurate. You told me that yourself.
In a battle, a wrong decision, carried out efficiently, can sometimes succeed by its very speed. Besides, the robots will think logically. You may not. That will confuse them more.
There's nothing for me to do then until the battle begins.
Yes, there is. You must be joined with me.
Joined with you? What do you mean?
Your brain must be linked to my control so that we can function as a unit. You will make the decisions. I will see that they are carried out by my robots instantly.
Wait a minute. You didn't tell me this before.
Until I was sure you would agree, I could not.
Well, I'm not so sure I will agree. You better tell me just what's involved. What do you mean, my brain joined with yours?
It is a simple operation. My medical robot can perform it in a matter of an hour or so. Sensitive wires are spliced to key nerve and control centers of your brain. And then, through an amplifier, to the master controls in my system.
Operation? You mean you want to operate on my brain?
I assure you it will not hurt you in any way. It must be done. Otherwise, you will not be able to compete with the master robots who will be controlling the enemy forces.
Your operation will, in effect, make me a robot.
Only temporarily.
It means I will be completely at your mercy.
On the contrary, it will be the other way around.
What do you mean by that?
You will be in control of me. All my memory banks, my entire abilities will be at your command. You will be the master, I the servant.
And when the battle is over,
the same medical robot will restore you to your former condition. There will be no ill effects at all.
And if we lose, if the ruling robots defeat us,
then it will not matter. If that should happen, we would both be done for. All right. You must decide. Every minute counts from now on.
T21 T21 has put quite a scheme before Dantro. Will Dantro agree to become a robot in this proposed move to overthrow the opposing robot faction? We'll be back in a moment, so level up. When we left Dantro and T21, they were discussing the proposed plan to take control of the robot planet. In the meantime, Slats, who has also escaped from the evil robots, and now accompanied by Mira, is in a tunnel making his way toward a jet factory with the thought of stealing aboard one of the ships and gaining a way of contacting Dantro.
How much farther?
Here, around this bend. See for yourself, but be careful.
Okay, let me by.
Careful.
Yeah. Great blazing nebula, look at that.
Why, what's wrong?
Nothing wrong, but that factory, it's incredible.
It's just the usual robot jet plant. There are several like it here in the city.
How many jets a day does it turn out?
Well, I think my brother said about 200.
200 a day. How long have they been operating?
A long time, why?
What have they done with the jets they've already made?
Stored them, waiting for the day their conquest of the galaxy started.
They must have millions of them. We got to stop them somehow. Maybe they won't miss the one we swiped.
Oh, stop fooling yourself. They'll know at once. Listen to me, Slats. I beg you for the last time to listen to reason. We haven't got a chance. We'll never get away with it, even if you succeed in gaining control over one of the robot jets.
I thought I went through all that.
Oh, won't you reconsider? You can see for yourself the size of that factory. We have to cross its full length to get to the place where the assembled robot jets are stored.
There's nothing to reconsider. I'm going ahead. You don't have to. I told you before to stay behind. You don't have to risk your neck.
Oh, you wouldn't get 10 feet without me. You'd have been nailed by those tanks right at the beginning. Well, if you won't change your mind, let's go.
What do? Walk right across the floor of the plant?
No, sir. Even you should know better than that. Alarms would go off in a second.
So what do? Fly?
Of course not. You see those conveyors that are carrying completed parts from the stamping machines right in front of us over to the assembler?
Those little flat cars?
Right. Well, when the next one comes by here on its way to load up, we'll jump aboard.
Yeah, that's really smart. Then after they're loaded, they go right toward where we want to go, and we just ride along.
It's not that simple. There are two things you must watch.
Such as?
In the center of each car is a plate that registers load. When the car is full, it gets out automatically for the assembler. We must be sure it registers right. Now, to do that, one of us will have to trip the trigger once between the times the parts drop on so one less falls. Otherwise, the car would register an overload due to overweight.
Yeah?
Well, the second thing to watch is the electric eye scanner.
Uh-huh.
Now, don't get higher than the load or the car will automatically stop and be more closely examined.
I got you. Let's go.
No, I'll go first. Now, let me do the work. You just do as I say. Well, here comes the car. Are you ready?
All set.
Now.
We did it. Hey, that was easy.
Now, stay down.
Okay, there's the stamping machine.
And you stay right where you are. I'll take care of the load register.
You're the boss. Guys, look at the way that machine loads those parts. Like they were nothing. They must weigh tons each. Hey, you're not going to try to get in between those things. They drop down on the car about one every 10 seconds. You have only 10 seconds to get the trigger out. If one of those things drops on you... Oh, brother, no, I can't let you do that.
You have to. You don't know how to trip the trigger. Don't worry, I won't get hurt.
Our car's moving up for a load now. Wow!
I'll get in there just before the last part drops. Otherwise, our weight would put the car over its load limit and it would stop.
Are you sure you won't let me do it?
You'll make me lose count. 7, 8, 9, 10. Here I go.
Hurry, Mira, watch it. Look out for the rail. Mira, look out!
Whether you permit your friend to be joined to me. Will you do it?
The way you put it, I haven't much choice. All right. Tell your medical robot that I'm ready to go ahead. But there's one thing about Slats.
Yes.
I want you to promise me not to let him know about this until it's all over. He wouldn't understand it, and he might think you'd harm me. And if you locate him, don't bring him here.
Dantro is to become a virtual robot in order to carry out the plan set by T21. Is T21 to be trusted? We'll be back in a moment, but first, here is a message the Planet Man wants you to hear.
First, I would like to just get to know you.
Tune in again for more transcribed thrills and adventures. rocket millions of light years into space with Dan Troll, the Planet Man.
Well, I see by the clock on the wall, there's a dead fly. That means I gotta go. And I want to thank you for listening in to Heirloom Radio, a different kind of oldies program, and I hope you'll come back again. This is John Lovering saying so long for now.
No, that'll be all. Just be sure to lock the door behind you on your way out. Good night.